Albayan Radio presents Common Mistakes, presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Bismillah walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. All praise and thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I bear witness and testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except He subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger brought to mankind. We continue on mentioning common mistakes in the chapter of fasting, akhta'un fi siyam. And we'll speak about the subheading At-tasahulu bi-salati al-jama'ati wa-an-nawmi 'anha wa-jam' al-salawat. At-tasahul bi-salati al-jama'ati wa-an-nawmi 'anha wa-jam' al-salawat. Being negligent, or in fact taking it very easy and not taking to importance too much praying the congregation prayer and sleeping from the salah and combining the salawat. Now, as we know, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, after the shahada, you have a salah. And we know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the first action that the slave will be accountable for is his prayer. And if it is upright, then everything else is upright. So your salah is a foundation. And this salah, as we know, is a testimony and a proof of your belief. If you believe in Allah, the shahada, and this is the first pillar, then you implement the salah and you perfect it. Everything else after, insha'Allah, should be upright. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Indeed, the prayer is a prevention from indecent and immoral action. Now, the salah is a prevention. So the one who prays and may find himself doing indecent or immoral or evil actions, possibility that his prayer is not complete. There is a deficiency in it. So in the month of Ramadan, some do not pray and they only fast. Or some only pray in the month of Ramadan with the intention they will leave this again and they fast. Now, salah is more important. Yet, the one who only fasts without prayer, this is also an obligation upon him or her to fast. Yet, is it complete? It is not complete. So something that is spread amongst the community, and this is why it's mentioned in this chapter, and some that are negligent in this, is those who don't pray at all and they fast. But here we're speaking about those men who are capable and able to pray the salat in jama'ah, to go into the congregation prayer where it is 27 times the rewards. There is much ajr in this. And the men do not do so. This is a mistake. The men should be trying to accomplish as much good deeds as possible. They should be striving to achieve as much or to attain as much closeness to Allah and as much ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So going to the congregation prayer for the male that is capable and able, he's not sick, not traveling, this is a must. Now also combining prayers, this is a common mistake. Some travel to work and the distance is not so far. Yet they combine their salawat in the month of Ramadan, forgetting that the month of Ramadan is a month where we should be trying to capitalize upon as much good deeds as possible and not looking at how we can diminish or decrease this. The five salawat are prescribed by the Sharia at the allocated time. The rak'at are allocated and they are informed to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should be praying them on time. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if you want your fasting to be successful, make sure that your salah is upright. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha' wal munkar. The prayer is indeed the prevention from indecent and immoral actions. The salah is the connection between the slave and the creator. The salah is a connection between the creation and the creator. The salah is the best of actions. In fact, the closest you can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in salah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in a hadith, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ فَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَاءِ. The closest the slave can draw to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in sujood. So let him increase in supplication. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we end off with a verse, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And assist and aid and support one another upon righteousness and God-fearing. And do not aid and support one another upon transgression or evil and sin. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, if you want to be successful in Ramadan, you want to be successful with fasting, make sure that you are establishing the prayer the way it should be established. And more specific to the brothers, make sure you are attending the congregation prayer. Attend the prayers. Yes, you may be tired from work. Yes, you may be unable to push yourself at times. But remember that if this is difficult upon you in this dunya, and this is difficult upon you to leave after you have worked a whole day of work, know that the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be much greater because it is difficult for you. Nothing is supposed to be easy. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and seek assistance and aid with patience, for patience and through your salah. So we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things easy for us. But no doubt in the month of Ramadan, we should not be looking at uprighting, making so perfect our siyam, yet neglecting and being neglectful of our salawat. Indeed, our prayer needs to be upright for our siyam to be upright. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.